Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Hey, shalom chaverim. That means hello to my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
So Yom Kippur is over, the Day of Atonement, but the reality of Jesus stays with us. Friends, let's go back to the book of Leviticus, chapter 16, and let's look what God prescribed. This is what God said to do on this day that just passed, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and wow, are you going to see Jesus here. Okay, so looking at Leviticus chapter 16, God first told the high priest of the nation of Israel, talking to Aaron at first, but for the prototype of all high priests, he said, take two goats. Now, let's establish something. Animals don't sin, so goats are animals. Animals, goats are sinless. So he said, take two goats.
Yeah, this is verse 7 of Leviticus chapter 16. He shall take two goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the meeting. Then Aaron shall cast lots for the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat.
Right, so one lot for the Lord. Now, we know what that means. That means to be an animal sacrifice, its blood shed for the atonement of the soul of Israel. See, this is Yom Kippur. The Day of Atonement was the one time a year, the one time a year when the nation's sins were forgiven, not just the individual sins. For your family, brought up an ox for the sin offering, that covered your family. This is the entire nation of Israel had the Day of Atonement for the whole nation this one day a year. So the one goat was to become an offering for the whole nation of Israel.
And verse 10, but the goat on which the lot fell for the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make atonement upon it, and let it go as the scapegoat into the wilderness.
Well, we know what the word scapegoat means. In Hebrew, it's Azazel. That's what the Hebrew word for scapegoat is. But a scapegoat is one who takes blame that they don't deserve.
Yeah, and the goat didn't do anything wrong.
Goat was sinless.
Right.
But to make atonement upon the goat, and this gets really, really, really kind of mind-boggling to see how the Lord set this up. So now watch, two goats. One goat gets killed, its blood shed for the atonement of the soul. Let's just deal with that a minute, Ted, because what does that tell us right there? Leviticus 17:11, it's the blood that makes atonement for the soul. And why did Jesus go to the cross?
Because he made atonement once and for all. His sacrifice wasn't like bulls and goats that you had to do over and over again. His sacrifice was once and for all, making atonement or covering forever, for good, all our sins.
And let's look at why we think that might be. God can do it any way he wants, but man is sinful.
Jesus, Yeshua, our Messiah, was without sin.
Okay, so here we have mankind, higher order of creation than any animal. So these goats were a lower creation than man, but man sins. And so no human blood, which would be sinful blood, could make atonement for the sin, because you can't use sin to make atonement for sin. I mean, that just doesn't work. And therefore, it had to be a sinless offering before God. And here comes Jesus, the only human being who ever, ever, ever was not conceived in sin and didn't sin during his lifetime, and becomes now the highest order of creation, a human being who never sinned and becomes the perfect sacrifice.
Willingly laying down his life, despising the shame of the cross, but laying down his life for the glory that was set before him and also now is set before us.
And taking the place once for all of the sin offering. This is propitiation, friends. He satisfied God's requirement. The blood makes atonement for the soul. Jesus did it at the cross. And he took care of all the sin offerings that were required by God, including this one, at Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Hallelujah. There's even more to this, and we're going to continue with it. As you keep listening, you'll hear more and more about Jesus and Jewish and reaching Jewish people with the truth of Jesus, the Messiah.
We're Messianic Minutes. You can get in touch with us through the website, messianicminutes.com.
That is messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishichenu.
May the Lord bless you, and may he keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.